You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, and very, very excited at this time to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and welcome in Hall of Fame quarterback and now radio analyst for the Seahawks Radio Network in Seattle, the great Warren Moon with us today. Warren, thanks so much for joining us here.
Hey, thanks for having me on this afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great, and bud. Certainly better now that you're with us. And obviously the topic here in Cleveland is the quarterback position, and who better to ask than a Hall of Famer at that very spot. So, Warren, I'll ask you this. In your mind, are there any quarterbacks in this draft worthy of the Cleveland Browns pick at number 4 overall?
That would probably be the highest that I would go is number 4. If I could even go down a little bit further, I would try and do that because I don't think there's any of these quarterbacks that are going to come in and change your franchise around right away. I think they all need a little bit of a little work, a little bit of seasoning. I think they're all going to be good quarterbacks in the league, but I don't see any of them as being, you know, surefire, bona fide, all pro year after year type guys or Hall of Fame type guys. So when you go up there that high in the draft, you better be sure that you're getting a guy that's going to, you know, really help turn around your franchise. And I'm just not sure if any of these guys in this draft can do that.
Warren, understandably, there's a lot of buzz about Johnny Manziel, the understatement of the year to say that. But most recently, it seems a lot of targeted buzz that he would be that guy at number 4 for the Browns. Your thoughts on Manziel?
You know, I think he's one of the most exciting college football players I've ever seen. What he did over the last couple of years was just amazing at Texas A&M, the way he's able to run around and improvise and make plays with his legs and with his arm. And just a very exciting football player, no question about it. But I think some of the things that he did in college, he's not going to be able to get away with in the pro game. I think some of that stuff he's going to have to get out of his game as far as how physical he plays and takes on people. He's not a big guy, so he can't do the same things in the NFL. He's not going to be able to run away from people like he did in college football, in the National Football League. And those are the things that make Johnny Manziel very special. Those types of things that he needs to get out of his game to get ready for the NFL-type game. So if you take those things away from his game, what do you have in Johnny Manziel? Is he a guy that can just sit in the pocket and beat you throwing the football from the pocket? I'm not sure of that. You know, he's only 5'11", a little bit over 5'11". He's not extremely fast. His arm strength is pretty good. But I just don't see him as a guy that's going to really just set the league on fire the way everybody thinks he's been doing in college football.
Talking with, of course, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Warren, for Johnny Manziel, because I agree with you, there are so many things that you see on the tape with him that would give you pause, things that will need to be adjusted. What could he have said to you as a quarterback in the meetings, in a film room, or shown you on a whiteboard that would give you the comfort to take him early, knowing that at least he had the mental aptitude, football IQ, and wherewithal to make those changes actually on Sundays?
I have no problem with his football IQ. I really think he's an intelligent guy and understands offenses. That part of it doesn't bother me at all. I just think the changes that he's going to have to make in his game are changes that are a big part of who Johnny Manziel is and what made him special as a college football player. He takes a lot of risk when he's out there on the field, and he throws the ball up a lot for grabs when he's out there on the field, because he has some big receivers like Mike Evans and guys like that that could go up there and make those catches. That won't happen in the National Football League. Those balls are going the other way, and they're going to be picked off. And one of the things I love about Russell Wilson, a guy I get to watch every week because of my Seattle Seahawks involvement, he does a great job of getting outside the pocket and creating things where he makes great decisions with the football. The ball never is thrown up for grabs. His guy always has a chance to get it, or nobody else. If Johnny can do those types of things when he's outside the pocket and make good decisions with the football, then I think he has a chance to be special in the league. But if he's throwing it up for grabs like he did in college at times, those plays are going to go the other way and they're going to become turnovers.
Warren, what's your sense when a guy has as big a hype machine behind him as Johnny Manziel does, has done as much as he can to procure his brand, literally having a strong group of people who are image makers and marketers who have jumped aboard to capitalize on whatever his name is and whatever he's about, and being very, I think, very sharp about that in trying to brand certain things, the house that Johnny built and all that, trademarks. That guy coming into an NFL team, do you have any issues or concerns with the right kind of fit for that? Are some teams better than others to, quote, handle the brand, the mammoth size of what this Johnny Manziel mania is all about?
Yeah, I think there are teams that are better suited for it, no question about it. And those are teams that will probably humble him when he comes into those doors of his new training camp. He did a great job of marketing himself in college, no question about it. He's done a great job of marketing himself, getting himself ready for the NFL draft. But when that draft is over and he steps into those doors on that football team, he's going to be a rookie like everybody else, and he's going to be treated that way. And he's going to be carrying people's pads, and he's going to be buying donuts, and he's going to be buying dinner, and he's going to be doing the things that rookies have to do in order to get acclimated and indoctrinated into their football team. So hopefully that humbling will bring him back down to earth and let him see that he's starting over from scratch again. He's playing with some of the best players in the world, and he's going to have to earn that respect when he goes into that camp all over again, even though he has a great resume coming out of college.
And Warren, when you talked about the height, you saw in Seattle, obviously, Russell Wilson, similar stature, go on to win a Super Bowl. He takes care of his body. He's not considered to be as wild or as reckless as a guy like Johnny Manziel. But let me ask you, just seeing Russell Wilson, the success that he had, seeing Drew Brees at the similar height, is this a change in the NFL, in your opinion, that guys now around 6 foot tall can be successful? Or would you say that Brees and Russell Wilson's are the exceptions and not something people should look at as maybe a rule going forward?
Yeah, they're the exception so far because they've done it. And until somebody else does it, you can't say that being 6 feet or under is going to be successful in this league until somebody else does it again. Johnny Manziel is probably going to get a better look at it because of what those guys have done, but he's still got to go out there and get it done. So, Russell, one of the great things about him is he went to a really good football team. He went to a team where everything wasn't put on his shoulders. He didn't have to carry the team. He had a great running game, a top five defense in the league, and you saw what that's been able to accomplish over the last couple of years. Drew Brees is a different story. You know, this guy, he throws the football as well as anybody. He's got great weapons around him, and I think that helps him as well. But these guys can play the game. They're smart. They make great decisions, and I think that's what separates them more so than anything to do with their height or anything like that. They're really smart quarterbacks that study the game as hard as anybody, and they're very talented physically.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Moon on the Ohio Business Machines hotline with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Warren, do you buy the notion that the pro game, the NFL game, has changed significantly enough in how offense is played and especially how the passing game is executed, that it better correlates to what guys understand coming out of the collegiate level, and therefore the college players that we're looking at quarterback, especially in this draft, they might not need as difficult, or it might not be as difficult a transition period as it might have been back in the day?
Yeah, no, I don't think the guys have to go through as much as say we went back in the day as far as a transition from college to pro football, because the pro game, it looks like it's kind of evolving to what college is doing, and I think it's a smart thing to do because you want your quarterback to do things that he's comfortable in doing, where he's had success, and instead of trying to take a square peg and put it in a round hole, you take a guy who, if he's been in the spread offense in his college days, then you run something like that when he gets to the pro game, so it makes that transition easier for him. But I think quarterbacks are just much more well-versed in the passing game in general coming out of college, just because a lot of these guys have been doing this since they were in high school. They've been running a lot of these pro-style or spread offenses in high school and passing leagues. They've had quarterback gurus or quarterback trainers throughout their careers. So they come in a lot more fundamentally sound and a lot more schematically sound as far as what they've learned on the board and what they've learned as far as the passing game in general. And I think that's why you see the transition being made a little bit faster, because they're much more prepared.
Speaking with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon right now. And Warren, Teddy Bridgewater, a guy I think has the best tape of any quarterback entering this draft from what he did in college, but seems to be falling and falling. We know about the pro day, how it was not up to standard. He didn't look good throwing the football on that day. What's your take on Teddy Bridgewater? What kind of NFL quarterback do you think he will be?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate what's happened to Teddy Bridgewater, because at one time he was one of the top quarterbacks in this draft throughout the whole season. And you look at what he did on Saturday afternoons in college, he was one of the winningest quarterbacks over the last 3 years, and had a tremendous college football career. It's unfortunate that he had a bad pro day, because he didn't wear the gloves that he normally wore throughout the season. And I think that frightened a lot of people. And it probably shouldn't have as much, because you still have to go by what the guy did on tape. You go by not what he did in shorts in a orchestrated pro day, but you go by what he did when people were rushing at him, when people were hitting him, when he had to read coverages and those types of things on Saturday in games and game-type situations. That's what it really should boil down to. That should be 90% of what these teams are looking at. So it's unfortunate that he's dipping the way he is, but I still think somebody's going to get a really good quarterback if they draft him, and depending on where they draft him, they probably will get a steal.
I could not agree more. Great to hear it from somebody who actually knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, because you agreed with my guy here.
That's right. I love it.
All right, while you're on the topic, I want to ask you about you've done obviously some breakdown of more of these guys, Blake Bortles. What are you seeing with him, Warren?
I really like Blake Bortles as much as anybody in this draft. I really like his size. You know, he's a big, strong kid. He moves well for his size. He has a decent arm that I think will get better as he gets older. And he comes out of a pro-style offense there at Central Florida under George O'Leary, where he's very well-versed in the passing game coming out. So I think he'll be well-prepared to play at the next level, maybe not day one, but probably halfway through his first season. And I think his upside is probably better than all the other quarterbacks in this draft.
Warren, thank you so much
for
taking the time to join us. We truly appreciate it, my friend.
And hey, always great talking to you guys.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. We'll cross
all
paths
right.
soon.
Thank you.
Warren
all
Moon,
right.
Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And up next is the current quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Brian Hoyer, will be in studio with us, fresh off the practice field, the minicamp practice today outside here in Berea. Finally got outside after a couple of indoor days because of weather.
And
so we'll hear what he has to say.
And before we get to Brian Hoyer, let me just say OBM. Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the official copier provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all their customers. Only OBM has the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Brian Hoyer, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, wrapping things up on CBD right after this.